Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book called Do What You Are by Paul Teeger, Barbara Barron, and Kelly Teeger. So, Sophie, have you ever felt like you were a square peg trying to fit into a round hole at work?
Oh, totally. I think everyone has felt that at some point. And this book is all about why that happens and how to fix it. It's built around the Myers-Briggs personality test, and the core idea is that your personality type is your biggest career asset. Instead of forcing yourself to fit a job, you find a job that fits you.
Right. And the book starts by breaking down the 4 main personality preferences. The first one is about where you get your energy. Are you an extrovert, energized by being around people, or an introvert who needs alone time to recharge?
Exactly. And it's not about being shy or outgoing. It's about what drains you and what fills you back up. An extrovert might love a busy open plan office, while an introvert would thrive in a quiet space where they can focus.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then there's how you take in information. Sensing types are practical and detail-oriented. They trust facts. Intuitive types are more about possibilities and the big picture. They trust their gut.
And then how you make decisions. Thinking types use logic and objectivity, while feeling types consider personal values and the impact on people. And finally, how you structure your life. Judging types like plans and closure, perceiving types prefer flexibility and spontaneity.
So when you combine those 4 letters, you get 16 personality types. The book goes into each one. For example, an ISTJ is the inspector, responsible and thorough, great at jobs like auditing or data management. An ENFP is the champion, creative, and people-oriented, perfect for counseling or teaching.
But it's not just about labeling yourself. The book gives practical advice for every stage of your career. If you're starting out, it helps you identify fields that will feel naturally energizing. If you're already working, you can use your type to figure out why you're unhappy. Is it the tasks, the boss, or the whole field?
That's a great point. I remember reading about a thinking type who was miserable because their feeling boss never gave direct feedback. They just wanted honesty, but the boss was all about harmony. Once they understood that, it was a game changer.
Yeah, the book explains that a lot of workplace conflict comes from these fundamental differences. An extrovert might overwhelm an introvert with brainstorming sessions, and an introvert might frustrate an extrovert by not sharing ideas. Understanding that can really improve teamwork.
And then there's the concept of the functional stack, which I found really interesting. Each type has a dominant function, a supporting one, and a weaker one. For an ENTJ, the dominant function is extrovert thinking, which makes them natural leaders. The weaker one is introverted feeling, so they might struggle with empathy, but you can develop it.
Right.
The book says you don't have to change your fundamental nature to succeed. You don't need to become an aggressive extrovert if you're a thoughtful introvert. The goal is to leverage your strengths, not fix your weaknesses.
That's so freeing. It's like the book gives you permission to be yourself. And it's not about using your type as an excuse. It's about understanding yourself so you can make better choices, like how to write a resume or what to highlight in an interview.
The part that got me was the idea of authenticity. When you're working in an environment that aligns with your natural preferences, work feels less like a chore and more like an expression of who you are. You're more engaged and resilient.
So my big takeaway is to stop fighting my nature and start working with it. I've been trying to be more extrovert at work, but maybe I should just embrace my introverted side and find ways to work that play to my strengths.
And if you want to explore your own personality type, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Ultimately, this book is about freedom. The freedom to stop trying to be someone you're not, and to build a career that fits who you truly are. And when you do that, the challenges feel more like opportunities. We'll see you in the next one.